Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, all of you beautiful people. Jules here from WhatCulture.com. And you know what? Denial is one of the most powerful tools that we as humans have. To ignore the truth blatantly staring us in the face in order to preserve our own pride, or simply because we're just unable to accept the reality of situations. In terms of video games, though, there's nothing more crushing than buying a game day one, only to get it home, tear off that shrink wrap, and quickly realize it's not the great game that you were hoping for. But rather than just accept a crippling dose of buyer's remorse, it's far easier to rewrite your thinking and just refuse to concede that you've made a disappointing purchase, right? Well, you know what? These are 10 games that were promising and highly anticipated that, unfortunately, whether merely disappointing or flat out terrible, led to fans turning to that self-old deception to make sense of it all. So with this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games that put fans in denial. Number 10, Anthem. Anthem was supposed to be the next big thing in the AAA games-as-service sphere, yet its launch was, well, a bit of a disaster. With a generic minimal campaign, agonizingly long loading screens, and terrible matchmaking, Anthem was pilloried by the press upon release. Worse still, it wasn't long before reports emerged of the game's troubled and rushed development. Now, to their mild credit, BioWare accepted responsibility for the unsatisfying release and promised that the game would be fixed through patches. This led many fans to convince themselves that a No Man's Sky-esque resurrection was on the cards, that Anthem was just a few updates away from being the game that everyone paid to play in the first place. Yet, 18 months since its release, BioWare's promised relaunch has yet to come to fruition, and with each passing month, it surely becomes far more likely that EA quietly just drops the project and moves on to other things. Though Anthem is indeed a better game now than when it was on release, holding out hope for that full fat experience that we all expected to see back in February 2019 would be mighty foolish. Number 9, Shenmue 3. Shenmue! Fans were crying literal tears of joy when the third installment was finally confirmed at E3 2015. And though critics raised concerns about the game's crowdfunding model and an evidently lower budget than its two predecessors, most simply just seemed happy that a third game was being made at all. And it exists, which is good enough, right? Well, though the threequel was embraced by much of the core fanbase, there was also those who felt that it was exactly what they had feared, a cheap, janky, awkward game which failed to move the series forward. As much as many felt that its old-school stiff combat and awkward controls were an intentional homage to the first two games, others actually stated that it was probably more the result of the game's tighter budget preventing Yu Suzuki from actually making a modern Shenmue game. And let's be honest, it had a hugely underwhelming cliffhanger of an ending. And yet some fans defended this on the basis that Suzuki stated pre-release that the game was part of a larger saga and that more sequels are planned. We could barely get the third game together. Why are you planning more, mate? Chill out. Just end the game off and you can introduce another one later on. I don't want to get annoyed about it because I love saying Shenmue as much as I possibly can. So you know what? I do hope that it continues, but at the same time, fans definitely kidded themselves that this is a better game than it actually is. Number 8, Resident Evil 6. If Resident Evil 5 saw the series take a distinct vacation from its survival horror roots, the sixth game finalized the divorce with a bloated Michael Bay-inspired action extravaganza that couldn't have strayed much more further from the franchise's chilly origins. With four overbaked and interwoven campaigns, Resident Evil 6 was a tiresome monument to excess, a slog of near biblical proportions, hampered further by archaic game design and storytelling daft enough to make an anime blush. But many fans weren't quite ready to write write the game off so soon, especially Ben Roy, who absolutely loves this game, and I do not know why. With some even committed to embracing this more over-the-top brand of Resident Evil as being the new normal. Even today, some have convinced themselves to welcome it as the guilty pleasure cheat meal of the series, even if the success of the follow-up Resident Evil 7 only further proved how little of a Resident Evil game it actually was. Number 7, Duke Nukem Forever. We all wanted to believe that this game was going to be good, didn't we? We all wanted to believe. But it wasn't. Moving on. Number 6, Star Wars Battlefront. EA's reboot of the Star Wars Battlefront franchise has seen fans desperately attempt to dissuade themselves of one simple fact. Even more so than most publishers, EA doesn't see you as anything more than a piece of meat that owns a wallet. The 2015 Battlefront was rightly lauded for its show-stopping visuals and exciting multiplayer gameplay, but widely criticized for its lack of actual content, specifically a single-player campaign, along with mediocre customization options and an egregiously priced season pass deal. But because the gameplay fundamentals were fun and because it was the first genuinely decent Star Wars game in many a year, a lot of fans were happy to give it a pass, confident that the inevitable sequel would be a major improvement. But alas, Battlefront 2 landed 2 years later to become one of the most controversial video game releases of the generation. Beyond its utterly pedestrian generic campaign, EA were thrown to the wolves for the game's insultingly unfair microtransaction encouraging progression system. And we have covered this a lot, so you know what, let's just skip to the key points here. Businesses are not your best mates, so don't trust them. Number 5. Mighty Number 9. Mighty Number 9 is the textbook cautionary tale for crowdfunded video games, a spiritual successor to Mega Man, which raised over $4 million in Kickstarter funding within a single month of its announcement. Fans were excited to see a nostalgic homage to the icon action platformer franchise, yet as the years dragged on, it became clear to all but the most blinkered of fans that the project was doomed to fail before it ever released. With funding exceeding 400% of its original target, the project now began to grow in scale and ambition, yet by the time that it finally hit storefronts in 2016, the end result was an infuriatingly basic, visually ugly shadow of Mega Man. For fans, the months leading up to the game's release were a slow-motion car crash of sorts, as they gradually realized they'd spent their hard-earned cash on mismanaged mediocrity rather than the heartfelt love letter that they'd hoped for. To make matters worse, backers had to suffer the indignity of the game's final trailer literally insulting many of them with the infamous one-liner, "You'll make the bad guys cry like an anime fan on prom night." There's nothing quite like paying money up front for a video game that doesn't even exist yet, only to then try to convince yourself that it was anything but a total waste of money when it finally lands with a splat. Oof. Number 4. Fallout 76. The cult of fandom surrounding Bethesda has famously been very forgiving. Any time that there are any discussions about the abundance of glitches and general jank in either the Elder Scrolls or Fallout games, a chorus of acolytes will descend to say, "It's Bethesda, what did you expect?" A vocal consensus seems to be that the games are immersive enough that the technical sloppiness doesn't actually matter that much, and some even consider the jankiness charming. But only the most Olympics-worthy mental gymnasts could possibly dare to hand-wave Fallout 76, a game hyped up as the first ever multiplayer Fallout game, allowing players to trawl the wasteland with fellow Vault residents. It was a killer hook, no question, albeit one which the blatantly rushed mess of a game failed to deliver upon. Beyond the expected glut of bugs and performance issues, Fallout 76 simply wasn't fun to play. The world was barren, the quests were lazy and generic, and upon launch, there weren't even human NPCs to interact with. Now, a lot of work has gone into the game, but it's still, well, how do I put this gently? It's still a piece of trash. I go back in every other month just to regularly check up to see what's been going on in there, and you know what? I'm still unimpressed, and I'm a huge Fallout fan. But yet, some people are trying to defend that it's a good game. Some people are trying to defend the exclusive Premier Club that costs you money on top of the money you've paid to join. But then you just stop and you realize that some people have dug in so deep they're pretty much part of Vault Tech. Number 3. Mass Effect Andromeda. Let's be clear here, a few fans were in denial about how disappointing Mass Effect 3's ending was, though it sure did put them on the defensive when the much-anticipated sequel Mass Effect Andromeda was finally released. Andromeda, which suffered through a troubled development with a new BioWare team, received wildly mixed reviews for its myriad of technical issues, polarizing story, and characters. And the general feeling is that it wasn't up to the polished standards of its predecessors. But still, fans flocked to it to convince themselves that it wasn't quite the same crushing letdown as Mass Mass Effect 3's ending. Despite being mechanically worse than the third game in almost every way, many still clung to Andromeda being the better game because it didn't bungle its ending quite so spectacularly. But you know what? I'm gonna ask you a question now. How many of us even remember Andromeda's ending at all? As much as Mass Effect 3 dropped the ball on its final stretch, the bulk of the game is as lovingly crafted and detail-orientated as the first two games, which definitely can't be said at all for Andromeda. Number 2, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. So I know I'm going to light a few fires here by saying this, but Metal Gear Solid 5 might well be the most incredible disappointment in video game history. A mechanically sublime technical masterpiece, which nevertheless left fans hugely underwhelmed by its piecemeal incomplete story. Due to friction between director Hideo Kojima and publisher Konami, the game was effectively released unfinished, without Kojima having completed a planned third chapter to wrap up the story. The years after release, however, fans have duped themselves into believing that this was merely part of his master plan, and that the third chapter was simply waiting to be unlocked after all players disposed of their nuclear weapons as part of the game's nuclear disarmament event. But this was just proven to be untrue when the event was finally triggered in 2018, confirming that despite his obvious genius as an artist, not even the great Kojima was this much of a Machiavellian mastermind. I love playing this game, I just hate how it ends. And number 1, The Last Guardian. Now, to be clear, The Last Guardian is by no stretch of the imagination a bad game, but it is one which required a huge leap of fan forgiveness to fully enjoy. Team Ico's follow-up to their acclaimed smash hit Shadow of the Colossus was in development for almost a decade, during which the production shifted from the PS3 to the PS4, and for several years of silence, fans genuinely wondered if it had been quietly cancelled. But The Last Guardian was finally released in December 2016, receiving strong praise for its gorgeous art style and emotional story, even if many criticized it for its frustratingly archaic gameplay, inconsistent AI, and imprecise controls. But many fans found themselves able to hand-wave the jank on the basis that it realistically reflected how challenging it would be for a human boy to communicate with a mystical creature, even if others saw it as emblematic of a game caught between generations and suffering accordingly. For hardcore Team Ico followers, it simply wasn't possible to accept that The Last Guardian was anything but exactly the game that the director wanted to make, no matter the countless delays or numerous reports of its difficult production. It's far more likely that it's a product of intense toil and compromise, and this is why the end result is so rough around the edges, despite its many merits.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.